Two experienced politicians bested first-time candidates in races for mayor in two western Massachusetts cities Tuesday, but in one case, it was a squeaker. Don Humison, the state senator who's held elected office since 2003, won a narrow, unofficial victory in the race for mayor of Westfield over first-time candidate Mike McCabe, a captain in the Westfield Police Department.
Totals are in. The count that separates Captain McCabe from myself is 97 votes, a very, very close margin.
Humison said he and McCabe had spoken by phone and agreed not to claim victory or concede defeat until absentee ballots are counted and the election results are certified by the city clerk, a process that's expected to take a couple of days. Thanking his supporters, Humison said he'd prepared two speeches, one for victory, one for defeat, but not a third for an uncertain outcome.
I just got to say, and I've got to hand it to the voters of the city of Westfield, you keep it interesting, and we appreciate that. I think everyone will say this was a very well-run race on both sides, and I think it was very well, I was going to use the word fought, but I guess that's the case. Very well fought. It was a gentleman's race, and I think that's how Westfield does it, and that's how we show the rest of the world how it should be.
McCabe, who said running for mayor was a, quote, wonderful experience, unquote, said he would likely not ask for a recount if the 97-vote margin holds.
I'm not really sure. I'm a political outsider, so I don't really know how this works. I don't know what you need to ask for a recount, and I don't really think that I would ask for a recount at 97 anyway. That would be pretty insurmountable, I think.
Incumbent Westfield Mayor Brian Sullivan did not run for another term. In fact, he plans to resign this Friday to take a job with the administration of Governor Charlie Baker. He'll be succeeded on an interim basis by the Westfield City Council president until the newly elected mayor is sworn into office in January. If Humison is declared the winner of the mayor's office, he plans to resign from the state Senate in January, which would further deplete the already small Republican ranks in that chamber.
I enjoy being a state senator, and that's a fun job, but I'm really, really, really hoping that this number holds up and I get to be mayor of Westfield.
The next mayor of Chicopee will be John View. The current city council president bested Joseph Morissette, a former police officer and current high school vice principal, who was making his first bid for public office. View's unofficial margin of victory was 1,400 votes. He said he ran a positive campaign that stressed his desire to continue downtown redevelopment efforts, improve public safety, and keep taxes low.
Chicopee is a viable city, and it's a great place to live and raise a family. And ultimately, we provide great services and try to keep our tax rates as low as possible. That's what Chicopee's all about. And I think if I want us to be the envy of Western Mass, that's my goal.
Morissette said running for office for the first time was a positive and eye-opening experience.
I've learned who my really good friends are. I've met some great people in the city. I've had countless conversations with people that really have a lot of passion to this city. There's a lot more people that are really passionate about Chicopee than you could ever imagine.
In Springfield, 12-year incumbent Dominic Sarno became the city's longest-serving mayor with his reelection to another four-year term. Sarno polled 76% of the vote to defeat community organizer Yolanda Cancel.
Again, I'm honored and privileged. I live it 24-7. I love it 24-7.
Sarno added that he dedicated the campaign to his 83-year-old father, Alfonso Sarno, who has been in poor health. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.